What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, people?
What it do, what it do?
Oh, I'm taking over, I'm taking over the show. What's good, people? This is the Gray Area Podcast. Gray Area. Oh, you don't got no ad-libs, that's cool. That's the silent assassin over there. But we coming to you live on this beautiful day. B and Breeze here, alongside of some amazing people. Introduce yourself. I like this.
It's all right. It's your boy Damani. You know, we here, we live. It's the Gray Area.
Thank you.
Hey guys, it's just me, Shaquoia D. I'm here.
And today we got an amazing topic for y'all tonight. Today, this morning, this evening, whenever y'all checking this out. But the topic is, disclaimer, I am no Dr. Umar. I am no Hotep man myself. But, you know, I've been living a long time and I...
You sound like you're about to start an album. I've been living a long time and I...
You're about to give
it... You sound like it's hard for me to say this, but I just gotta let it burn.
It's gonna hurt me more than it hurt y'all. But the topic today is, great artists don't steal. It's this rumor going around that great artists steal, but I beg to differ. So I believe that great artists don't steal.
Hold on. For those who are just doing this for the first time, this is the Gray Area Podcast. Where we just talk about, we talk about whatever we feel like it, music, art, life, love, mostly music.
Mostly life.
And everything. Yeah, whatever we feel like talking about for real. So thank you for joining us. Now continue.
And it's this rumor that I keep hearing, great artists still. I believe that's very false. My opinion is, this is just my opinion. And might die on this hill, I might not. But if you agree with me, come on the hill. But great artists do not still feel like white artists still.
Elaborate.
All the famous white artists that's notarized and glorified, that wasn't their original pieces. They took it from our history.
Okay. I mean, I'm following with you. I mean, white people have stolen a lot of stuff, so I feel you. Okay.
You know, even this land. But that's for a different topic. I'm no Dr. Umar. I'm no Mr. Hotep man. I'm just Breeze. Me.
Being Breeze.
I don't think great artists do. I mean, they get inspiration from just about everything, but stealing, just because as an artist, it's like, this mine. Even if you take it to today's time, go on TikTok. It's a lot of black creators that's like, hey, yo, I did this first. If we go back to music, back in the day, okay. The black people come spit, they talking. The white, Hello by the Light, that song, and then they took it and messed it up.
That is true. I mean, even with Lil Richard, they took all of his songs and tried to make it in the...
And all the Elvis stuff is stolen, too.
That's crazy. I hear you. And I do agree with that point. Great artists shouldn't... In my opinion, I don't think they should steal, but I think a lot of great artists ended up stealing. And I mean, if I'm just playing devil...
They normalized.
Yeah, but I mean, but if I'm playing devil's advocate, right, you can technically say, like, all of hip-hop is based on stealing. If we're you're literally taking... Ask.
Like, because the beats and stuff?
Or? I mean...
Originally... Sampling, it was no structure of the original songwriters getting paid for sampling. Like, they were literally just taking other people's music and incorporating it into stuff. I mean, they were creating something new from it, but in that sense. I do definitely. This is a really like hard subject.
You got to take a stance.
Nah, because and that's why I say it's like I hear you, and I think that is true. That like
donations,
the artists,
donations. I know Dr. Umar,
but
give me your grit money.
But yeah, I think to some degree it's true because again, like white people have typically stolen some of the greatest songs and some of the like just art in general. But again, if you're talking about just on the sake of in hip hop by itself, like a lot of the music we wouldn't have if it wasn't for people. Now people are getting paid for the sample, but originally it was like, oh, let me just take this, let me flip this. Like how many of your favorite songs right now are remakes of other ideas? Like it's just
Other ideas took the inspiration.
Yeah, but I mean, it just
turned into something different.
But then isn't that up to the person who made the original to decide if you're stealing or not? Because it's like, all right, you may be like, oh nah, I'm just reinventing. I'm bringing this to the new people, and then like, all right, I may be like, yo, this is now you just copying and pasting. Like I did this entire thing. All you did was just slap your name on it. And a lot of people do that. Like a lot of people, they'll take a whole old song, and it's like, oh, well, this is gonna be a hit because the old song was a hit. So I'm just gonna sing it, and this is a hit. Like why?
Okay, so I think it's important that we define what stealing is, because essentially with that's doing a cover.
With yes, yeah, to some degree, but
yeah, come on the hill, come
right
on the hill
to some just degree, back right? And forth right now. But if you're talking about like, I'm trying to think of an example. Like, all right, like listen, I'll use Summer Walker, right? With the song like the Say My Name song. Won't you say my like that? The hook is the exact same from another song. That's the whole reason why the song works is because won't you say my name? Say my name. It's you stole it. Regardless of whether it's like, oh, I'm just kind of doing my rendition. Technically speaking.
Say my name. It's different context.
It's the same
context, but if
you don't have the original, the second one isn't a hit. That's just what it is. Because if you don't have the original,
you don't think so?
Not the same.
It's not going to hit for that specifically, and a lot of other things. It's not going to hit the same because that level of nostalgia makes you be like, I love that original song.
It didn't
so
feel
that
like that.
But it hits a certain chord in you because you know it's like, oh, that was fire. I see what you did there.
I see where y'all going,
man. All of,
I see where y'all going, but
you gonna make me go here. You gonna make
let's go.
Why do you like Chicks Tape? Ooh. Any of the Chicks Tapes?
Because the way that, because if you don't the way that Mr. Lane's. All right. Hold on. I have to make sure I use my words correctly. I mean, just give me 1 second so I could formulate some good sentences for y'all. So the reason that I like Chicks Tape 4 and 5, they were immaculate because just the way that Mr. Lane's, the verses that he put on those.
So it had nothing to do with the original songs?
The verses.
Had nothing to do with the song he was flipping? I'm sorry, she has a...
Chicks Tape 5, the way that he did the songs, but he also... Well, let me get my words right.
Sorry, you stumbling. He stumbled. Got him on the ropes.
Nah, but he also... Okay, they was samples. They were amazing samples, but Chicks Tape 5, he actually got the people who originated the sample to... Yo, get on this with me.
But that goes like, back to his point of without the original, there wouldn't be the new version of the song.
So whether or not you like get all right, now you're getting permission.
Get off.
I told you I'm walking back and forth.
Stay over there.
No, I'm walking back and forth.
You're getting permission, right? Essentially, but like you're still to some degree you're still stealing because like without you doing this, without you taking the idea from this other place. You wouldn't have this. Now, granted, again, some of it, like is inspiration.
Yeah,
you gotta figure out where's the line between inspiration, line. Right? And like, go ahead.
Okay, so the original saying is, "Good artists imitate," right?
I believe
great
so.
Artists steal.
Let's do our Googles.
I think so.
Let's do our Googles.
Yeah, somebody do the Googles, but
yeah, it is a thin line. Like this little,
like
come, she walking that thin line. Which side you on?
I was like, she's stealing? Who you stealing?
Right.
Yeah. Inspiration and stealing, they two different things.
Yeah, and it's not even just in music though. Like yeah, just like in general. Like I mean, look at all of the movies that we've been getting. It's a remake of the other stuff because it's like it's. I think the reason why I would prefer if like at least for my favorite artists, like the great who we consider great. The great artists most of the time come up with their own stuff, yeah. Right? But it takes a long time for them to come up with
the other stuff. They finding the inspiration and mm-hmm. It's like original. It's from a real place, and you got to be in a certain type of mood, feeling. Like if you pick a topic, like you got a topic for an album or an art piece, you gotta like sit in that type of headspace or whatever. Like you gotta go to these places and be like you gotta like embody whatever it is that you about to get to the world, and then give your perspective, your twist on that.
Okay, so it says that Pablo Picasso said that, yeah.
Picasso.
Yeah. Picasso, oh, yeah. You got a Picasso in your house.
Mm-hmm. What was his ethnicity?
He was of the Caucasus descent.
Mm-hmm. The Caucasity mm-hmm. of this man.
Now, I'm going to Google that to make sure, but I'm pretty sure he was white. It says, good artist copy, great artist steal. But he does say, no, this is somebody else saying that Picasso could have never painted his breakthrough works of the 1900s without recourse to African sculpture. So
talk my true. Guy. That say true. That one more time for the people in the back so they can get that good imagery.
Picasso
mm-hmm.
could have never painted mm-mm. his breakthrough works of the 1900s.
Take your time.
Without recourse to the African sculpture.
I like that.
So I got a question.
Got an answer.
Is it stealing if you get permission?
No. That's like if you came to my house, got some sugar. I gave you the sugar.
Pause.
Get no sugar. Came to my house and get a bike. So you
yeah.
Pause.
But it's just
not no bike. You ain't ride no bike.
What's wrong with a bike?
Came to your house he came to my borrow house something.
To yeah. borrow something. The controller. He ain't just walk in my room and grab the controller and leave. He's like, hey, can I see you? Here you go. Just like that.
Okay.
That wasn't a yeah. good.
But I mean,
no. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I mean, that is true, right? And I'm, so you're getting permission, so technically it's not stealing. But like, it's still a thin line because it's like, all right, so it's not your idea. So, I mean, at that point, you're just getting permission for somebody to use their original idea. So, it's like, you're still technically stealing because it's not necessarily your idea.
But you can make it your own. But actually, you might have a point. I think he got a point, y'all.
And again, it's not to negate your point about, like, white people. Because white people be stealing everything.
They
you know?
Be stealing a
so,
lot.
Like, they stole people. That's why we're here. But, so, like, I get it. I get it. Like, I get it.
But even if you look at that aspect, it's like with classical music, it wasn't, that's not necessarily just a white genre. Like, Mozart was black. Mm-hmm. With country music, black people invented that. They be acting
Chuck
like.
Chuck Berry and every, oh, I'm not saying just Chuck Berry invented
like,
black. Yeah.
Yeah, Muddy Waters and all that stuff like that. Folksy blues type of sound, like that transition into country. They be trying to make it seem like they created that they're the only ones that could touch that or do that. And it's like, nah, that have been running through our veins since before y'all existed. Mm. So it's just like,
coming back on the hill.
I'm just, I see both sides, but yeah, I do think, I don't know. It's hard because like as culture evolves, as music evolves, it's like, and especially with hip hop, I feel like if hip hop wasn't what it was or didn't start how it was, I feel like the idea of, I guess, well, no, because people was been covering people's stuff.
Yeah.
I guess using the song and changing it versus just doing a simple cover would have never come about. Like how people, you're doing your own remix of it.
It's like
a derivative work.
It's like when two people come together and have a baby, you take different aspects from each person and you have a new creation.
That is true.
Great imagery.
Great imagery.
Great imagery.
right? But I know what's coming. Nah, only reason I'm saying but, right? Is it, I think it's fine. I think you're right, because I think, again, all right, so I feel like black people, I think for hip-hop specifically, right, and, I mean, not even just hip-hop, for music in general, black people have been, like, the forefront of making a lot of music, and, like, people have stolen from them. But I think in the case of hip-hop, it's really hard for hip-hop to be like, nah, you can't, like, you can't be stealing, you can't, but, because the basis of it is, like, hey, let me take this sample, let me flip this sample. Granted, you're still, like, again,
creating something new.
You're still creating something new, but it's like the basis of hip-hop was taking something else and creating but from
their,
the original.
It was their own words, though.
The words were, right? I mean, technically, let's not. I mean, because, like, some of the early stuff, like, even Sugar Hill was somebody else rapping somebody else's lyrics. But, but
ghostwriting.
I mean, it's the same thing, you know? But, or this is the same thing that people were saying with Drake originally. It's like somebody gave him the, like, when he did the Rico song, like, somebody gave him the reference track. He took the reference track and then made the verse. It's like, is it, some people will say that's not bad. It's just like he happened to get a line. So, but the original idea wasn't his. So it's like he's technically still, I guess, stealing. But again, it just depends on your definition of what stealing is.
I feel like we would have to define what stealing is in order to determine what it is. But I feel like...
Question.
Go ahead.
If two people want the same song, and the first person, whoever finished their verse first, like, they finished their verse first, and then the second person do their verse like that verse, did he steal? Or did he or she steal? Or is it like a collaborative effort?
I would say that's more of a collaborative effort, because you might be doing that just so that it's more cohesive with the song rather than like just going off and doing your own thing. Because sometimes when it sounds too different, like sometimes it don't sound like one cohesive song. So you like, or it's like, oh, I like what you did there, and I like this vibe, this direction that we're going in for the song, so let me just stay. You created this pocket for the song, so let me stay in this pocket, because we're collaborating.
That's deep.
But what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's a matter of, in that case, I don't think it's a matter of stealing. I mean, like, again, if you're working on the song with somebody, that's not necessarily... I don't necessarily think count that. I wouldn't count that as stealing. I mean, like, and I think stealing is very, like, stealing is a very strong word, but I wouldn't consider that stealing. And then I think the other thing we probably got to define is, like, all right, what, like, if we're looking at, if we're saying a great artist steal, who do we consider great artists? And, like, let's map it out.
Stuff.
Yeah, like who do they steal from if they're great? And then, like,
yeah,
I'm going from there.
Just a disclaimer for everybody who's listening and watching, we're probably not going to define these things in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
We're just talking.
Probably won't ever define
them. Honestly. So we're just talking right now.
Hypothetically.
So. Hypothetically. You know? Let's say we did have a definition. And I don't know what it would be, so we're just going to keep going.
yeah, great is subjective. I had seen something that said greatness is... To define greatness would be to, like, it's like the measure of how many people you can influence. Like, you can't just track greatness. It's like, how many people are you inspiring? And then those people that you're inspiring, they also are inspiring somebody else. And then it's like a trickle effect.
I feel that.
I feel like what we've been talking about for the most part hasn't necessarily been stealing, but it's been more so, well, some of it has been just straight up stealing, but a lot of it has more so been like appropriation rather than stealing.
I agree. I think we like refine the entire premise. I do think great artists steal. I think great artists steal so well that you don't know that they stole.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you'll be looking at it and be like, damn, I didn't even realize that this came. And it's like, it's so, like, you took it and made it your own. And, like, you did so much to it that I can't really tell that this is where you took it from.
Right.
And I think that's why, that's what the beginning of the saying is, like, again, good artists copy or imitate, because it's like, oh, I know exactly where this came from. I see
the parallels.
I can draw a line right through it. Like, but if you're like, for great artists, because I mean, even with like, if you're looking at like how Michael was directly influenced by James Brown, it's mm-hmm. like the what they were doing is similar, right? But you would like, Michael Jackson was doing the moonwalk. James Brown wasn't doing the moonwalk, but he was. Yeah, he was.
Ain't nobody mad at potato.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's different. But again, Michael was directly influenced mm-hmm. by James Brown.
Yeah, influence, mm-hmm. inspiration. So it's not like, oh, I'm gonna do everything he's doing. I like what he's doing. I'm gonna take certain things, but this is me. Like,
that's the stealing.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's inspiration.
Yeah, but the doing the exact same thing as what they're doing is the imitation. The I'ma take a little bit of this and take a little bit of that is kind of the stealing part of it.
It's like, dang, you great. I'ma let you know you great, but I'm great too, and you inspire me. So if I was you, this is what I would do. And then...
I see what you're trying to do.
It's like...
I mean, like, on both sides, it makes sense, but I feel like, essentially, even if we look at it like this, because a lot of us are directly influenced by certain people or certain things, like, let's say I start scatting at the end of a song, I'm taking that from my jazz influence. I'm not borrowing it because I'm not giving it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, it's also, she's not going to be like, all right, let me go to a jazz artist to figure out exactly
where I took this.
Yeah. But I mean, but for some other stuff, some people are like taking the whole hook and it's like, oh, let me just take this hook real quick. Everybody let us hook. Let me sing this. You know, this is a classic.
But then it's like, do you classify that? Well, okay, that would definitely be classified as stealing. But it's like, certain things, would you classify it as just imitating what the other artists did? Or would you classify it as them actually just stealing the thing? Because if I found like a riff or a run or something like that, and I put it into the song the exact same way that they did it, is that me stealing it or is that me just imitating what they did? I feel like it's
got me with that one.
It's like within the subtle nuances of doing it that it can be, like y'all said, it's a fine line. Like, it can either be stealing or it can be an imitation. And a lot of it do be stealing, because people really be out here stealing stuff.
I guess if it's not good enough, it's considered an imitation.
Yeah, that's what usually happens. Yeah, that's why I said it. If you do it good enough, people won't notice that this is where you got it from. But most people don't do it good enough.
But if you do it good enough, then it's stealing.
Yeah. But people won't realize that they're stealing. That's the.
It's
terrible to say. But
this is
why
I'm down here. I'm not running through hill with you guys.
And I'm not saying it's good.
Get off this hill too.
I'm not saying it's good at all. I think it's like, because I think for a lot of people, it's really hard to come up with something like truly original. And I think for a lot of people, they get their start like even when. Whatever you're doing, the first thing what do they tell you to do? Find somebody who's doing something that
and
you like
and
follow their blueprint. So it's like, it's hard for you to come up with something completely original when the basis of it is I'm going to do what they did. I'm going to do exactly what they did, and it's going to be different because I did it. Right. Which is like,
yeah, it's like working harder, working smarter, not harder.
That's all we should rewind, and that's all it is.
Working smarter, not harder.
I mean, yes and no. I don't know. I don't know. This gives me mixed emotions. Because, like, I don't know. I just never really liked the saying in general. Mm-hmm. But now, like, really trying to break it down, it's like, this really sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Like, it really sounds terrible.
Like, even this apartment, it looks exactly like another apartment.
I was about to say, it looked like all the other apartments. Mm-hmm. They just copied and pasted it in here.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's not even, again, it's not just with music, it's with art, it's with everything. Like, I remember the first time I was reading some of the James Patterson books, and then somebody was like, you know that he has people that, like, wrote, fill in portions of the book for him. I was like, say what? I was like, he did what? And so I was like, dang, well, I mean, the book is still fire. I mean, he kind of masterminded the whole thing, right? So it's like, does he still get credit for it? Because it's like, I mean, he... That's to just, fill in the blanks, is like, he didn't actually write it. So, like, I don't know if that's true or not. You just
that's just like it. With Shakespeare, how they say that Shakespeare might not have actually been Shakespeare. Like, the person King, writing the King stuff. James. Or, well, yeah, they say it might have actually been King James, but some people say, like, it might have just been somebody else. And Shakespeare was taking the credit for it. So, like, you just really don't know. We are not doing that, guys. We are not stealing. We are working to create our own things.
I have influences and I take inspiration from a lot of things. So, but I'm not stealing.
Let it be known.
Just putting it out there.
I might borrow something from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean...
But I borrow it so well. It's like when somebody come... And be like, hey yo, can I use your pencil? They use it for so long, you forgot you gave them a pencil.
I never that's experienced that.
That is a terrible example.
I never experienced that.
Because at the end of the day, if I come to your house and I borrow your TV for so long, you forget it's your TV. It's still your TV. Right. I just stole your TV without you realizing I stole your TV.
You're like, you know what? I don't use it anymore anyway.
Terrible.
All original music, guys.
That's it. You know, we just taking our time to find it. That's all it is. Because, again, it just take time.
We be leasing some beats sometimes, though. But we don't steal them. Don't steal them. Dang it, I hit the table.
It's all good.
But, yeah, so. Do y'all want to try to define what stealing is?
Stealing is taking something that's not yours.
Webster Dictionary says. Very simple. Cut and dry.
Alright, so we're not going to define it in terms of...
Without permission.
So everything,
so everything is stealing. So
everything is stealing.
So well, it's not a lie.
Some stuff you need permission. So, I don't know. It's difficult.
They might have stole us. He might have stole the saying. We don't even know where it came
from. Right. It actually says that nobody knows if Picasso was actually the first person to say this line.
He probably wasn't. He was probably having a conversation.
Yep.
And somebody was like, you know, good artists imitate. Great artists steal. He was probably like, man, but they did this already. I don't think I want to do this. And then his higher ups was like, you know what, my child?
My child.
Good artists imitate. Great artists steal. You a great artist, right?
So steal that.
I'm a great artist. Exactly. So you know what to do.
No.
And then he was like, then he probably he did an interview, asking him the questions. I'm just giving him the painting a picture.
Was Picasso that doing interviews the picture. Back then?
I'm just bringing it into the 21st century. He did an interview.
I don't know when people started doing interviews. That's a good question.
I feel like they was writing down their own thoughts. He probably wrote that down somewhere.
Actually, I guess technically the tracking of Jesus would be an interview.
Jesus' life is just one long interview.
I mean, pretty much. I mean, they just followed him. It was a documentary, pretty much. Yeah, they kind of just we got words that Jesus said. I mean,
they had different people with their. Confessionals.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
That's tough.
That's pretty much it. I don't know what they was doing in BC, but
the cut. That's funny.
But I meant like formal, like.
You know, I heard BC don't mean before Christ.
It probably doesn't.
It don't. And AD don't mean after something.
After death.
Yeah.
Well, I know they changed it after
death.
They had to. Okay. I know they changed it to BCE at some point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've seen that.
It's like before
Common Era.
Yeah, Common Era.
So, what was the C before?
Christ. I'm gonna Google it.
I have no clue. What?
Before BC means
we got nothing.
Why my Wi-Fi not working?
Man, that's 15.
Oh, my phone just froze. So I did my Googles, and Google told me that BC stood for before Christ, and then BCE stands for before common era or current era, whichever one y'all want to use. I was about to say, I don't know. But yeah, so.
We also figured out that good artist still and great artist still. But the great artist still so well that you don't know they stole.
Yep. That's the new saying. It's much longer.
I see why they shortened it. So nobody got time for that long.
Everybody saying. Be stealing. But great artists
don't get caught.
Right.
That's terrible. Ew.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
I don't like that. Don't be stealing, kids.
Don't be stealing.
Say no to drugs.
Y'all funny.
So that leads to another topic. The greatest, actually, before, okay, the next topic is who is the greatest artist.
But before that, let's define what a great artist is.
I was getting there. I was just going to give him the.
He baby stepping. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just going to get there.
But yeah, my bad.
So greatest artist, you were saying. We got to define it.
Great artist.
I think a great artist would be anybody who I think a great artist would be anybody who, I guess, like, genuinely has their own perspective. And again, are we talking about music or just in general?
I don't know. Let's talk about in general.
Okay, yeah, I think,
but yeah, because it's different type of arts.
Yeah, so that's why
it just depends.
Yeah, I think. So anybody who has their own perspective and who genuinely has their own perspective and who can share their perspective,
clearly.
Yeah, I guess so. Clearly, yeah. So clearly. So I think that's the most important thing. Like, who shares their, like, I think that, and of course impact. Like, how impactful is their artistry or their perspective?
My greatest artist of all time. Do we all agree on that?
Yeah, I was about to ask it.
I agree. I mean, I think we should just focus it to music, just because saying the greatest artist of all time of everything, because, I don't know, I feel like it's different if I'm talking about a painter versus a singer, because what your perspective looks like is, or how your perspective is portrayed or displayed, is going to be completely different than how it's given to me as, like, a music entertainer. So it's, I think we should focus in, because I don't know that much about, like, regular art. I like it, but I don't know about it.
You don't got a Basquiat in your...
I don't, not yet. Coming at some point. At some point, one of these days. But I agree with that. I also want to add something. I think that a great artist, I guess not only just seeing their perspective, but also seeing the level of effort and attention to detail that's in it. I guess, like, you can see that they put their all into whatever the project is or whatever the song is, or, like, it just kind of bleeds who they are. And you? Me and Breeze?
What y'all said.
So, who you think is the greatest artist? Y'all already know my answer, so let's hear yours.
I would say Beyonce.
That's fair.
That is fair. Why?
She's amazing. Like, she's just amazing. Like, everything she does is amazing. Like, I can't explain it. It's just, like, great. Like, entertaining. The songs. You know, she don't be writing them, but...
She writes some of them.
Yeah, she do. I don't know which one she wrote.
Yeah, but, I don't know. I mean, I couldn't tell you which one.
They so good. Like, she might have wrote it, but she might not have. But, yeah, like, the songs, even the ones that she didn't write, you can't tell me that she didn't write them. Like, just listening to them, like, they hers.
She embodies them. Like, they are her song. Yeah.
And I feel that. I was going to let you go, because...
Of course.
I don't know. I think it's for me. I think it's hard because you're comparing eras. So it's like
when are you a Gen Zer?
I don't disrespect this man.
I'm not a Gen Zer. 95.
Rouse up. different topic.
Yeah, I think it depends because like I think Beyonce is a fair pick for now in comparison to everybody else that's like now. But then like if you're looking at like I think the easy pick before her is like Michael because I mean it's Michael, right? I mean
it's Michael Jackson.
But yeah, I think it just depends. I think Beyonce is I think like it's really hard. If you don't like her music, I think that's one thing, but I think it's really hard to objectively say, like, she's not great. Like, I think it's like, again, music is completely subjective, but I think it's hard to look at all the things that she does, like singing, dancing, like just how she's performing, like doing it in heels on top of that, like doing all of that. I think it's hard for you to look at it and then be objectively be like, yeah, she's not great. Yeah, she's, you know, she like, right. And I feel like if you do, you're just hating at that point.
Yeah, I'm tired of trying to do the TikTok dances. Like, granted, she be singing, too.
Yeah.
Dancing. Singing. The lights is on you. It's hot. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
But then again, it's like, so we have Beyonce, and it's like, you also have Michael Jackson. Like,
let me say my pick. My pick is Michael Jackson. Y'all already know
you
why.
Ain't gonna say your pick.
He said he don't know.
I don't really have. Yeah, it's just it's hard.
Miss that
hard.
Part. Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, because he is just Michael Jackson, and he sings, he dances, he acts, he makes short stories with his videos.
Yeah, I mean Beyonce does that too.
Yeah, she made a
movie with her album.
She did.
Great imagery.
It was great imagery. I was locked in. Sang that album. I actually bought Lemonade. Like, I have that actual CD. It's in my car. Yeah, my car still plays CDs. It's in my car. So, but Michael Jackson is just, he's great. Like, even like all of the stuff that he's done. I mean, he had a tragic childhood and all that stuff, but like, even like his music from when he was little, and then it just, like, gradually kept getting better and better. And, I mean, here and there, you know, you got a song that you don't love as much, but, like, vocally, his voice is just, like, butter.
Yeah, voice.
Like, the things that he could do with his voice, even just the fact that, like, he was beatboxing the beats to the producer, like, how he wanted stuff to sound, and he'd just be like, I want that. I'm not about to do it. Gonna embarrass myself.
I thought it had a thing with the Will Smith book that I had sent y'all. That's what I thought you was going with it.
I was like,
but I know what video you was talking about.
Yeah, like when he did that interview with Oprah, and she was like, so how do you come up with these songs? And he was like, well, first, I just be like, like, he ain't do that, because like, that's the fist pump music. But, but he just did it right there on the spot. And, you know, dancing, even with a hurt back, like with the This Is It tour, his back was still hurt, and he was still moving. He was moving a little bit slower, but he was up there, just, you know, doing his thing.
Yeah,
But I love Michael Jackson, as you guys know.
So. Yeah, I was gonna, and it's like, again, it's still not fair because it's like Michael had made like arguably like one of the best out like the if you're talking about like Thriller, like one of the best albums to ever exist. Mm-hmm. Like, granted, Beyonce has made some fantastic albums. I don't know if any of them that I would put on
that level.
Thriller level. Just but again, it's different. It's just it's a different time.
It right? might be coming.
It could be. I mean, or in we may look back like 10, 20 years from now and be like, nah, this we're it's easier to compare because it's like Beyonce's still in the she's still making music, so it's like it's a little different. But
Beyonce is really like she's amazing as well. I just love Michael Jackson, so that was always gonna be my pick. But yeah, Beyonce is amazing, and she be up there killing it, and I just be. Admire, she just be killing it. So, great pick.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Great pick from the both of you guys.
Thank you.
I decided to walk the fence. That
we traded spots. So,
I have a question.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, who is your? That's tough. Who is your honorable mention? I guess I would say, in this talk, like,
yeah,
you had to throw somebody in there, honorable mention. I know who mine is.
I know who yours is, I think, but
I don't think you know who mine is.
All right, say it.
Malvin.
What?
I said Malvin.
I was like, who's Malvin? Who is Malvin?
I already knew that. Who is my honorable mention?
I mean, you gotta like honorably mention Prince. Like, you gotta honorably mention.
I was thinking him.
But I mean, again, it also depends on like what you consider great, and then like in terms of like impact.
So Prince yours?
I mean, he's one of them. I mean, he's like.
He is
Prince. He had a symbol. Like his name was a symbol. But you can also again. Like if somebody was like they mentioned like Kanye for their, I couldn't argue it because of all of the eras that he's inspired after that. If somebody were to say, I mean it's just there's so many artists, like there's a lot of artists, but I mean it. I think it just
did
depends
you hear that
on,
verse?
What verse?
Talking about he was talking about Soulja Boy.
Oh.
I was like, what verse?
Like what? I'm really trying to think. Who your honorable mention while I'm thinking?
Mine, Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill.
Oh, that's not what
that's
I
not what
said.
You said.
No.
You said, who you said?
I said Tory.
Oh, I thought that's what you said, but I was like, nah, she couldn't have said Tory.
Nah, ain't no way. Lauryn. Greatest artist. Greatest. I mean,
he be fooling sometimes, yeah, so I thought did. You was just about
I wasn't playing. Lauryn said Tory. I thought that's what you said, but I said she had to say Lauryn.
She has
debatable one of the greatest albums of all time.
Yeah. Greatest album, but I don't know that she's one of the greatest entertainers. Well, I mean, I think she's up there, but she only had one album. That's an honorable mention.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say
so,
okay, that's
okay.
Fine. That's
she
fine.
Do, she
that's
do.
Fair. But everything that she was saying
on that one album,
we still talking about it today.
I mean, she has
even a live
she has
one,
other albums.
Still talk,
like
everything
the live
is
one.
Still. Relevant,
yeah,
and she's impacted different, like you said, different people, different eras. If we took her back to back then, she was influencing, inspiring. Now she's still influencing, inspiring.
So I feel like if we were doing like if as far as like greatest artists, just like the overarching thing again, like she would definitely be like, yeah. One of those people, because her impact.
Yeah, her impact was
like in multiple areas, because she was acting as well. Is just like very significant. So I feel like, yeah, definitely like stuff
pick,
that she
pick.
Be saying
good,
and stuff
six,
like
man.
That. Yeah, that's a good pick.
I thought I was about to be up here.
I was like,
and I saw her mouth, and I was like, there ain't no
oh,
way.
You knew she said Tory?
Yeah, that's why I was like, I was going to let it slide. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to wait till you say it. Cause
nah, He good though, but
so, not great. That's what you're saying? You said he good, not great.
I'm playing.
I'm really trying to think. Because, like, I kind of want to say Prince, but then I kind of want to say Whitney, but then I'm, like, really trying to think.
I mean, Whitney is a good pick.
I just don't want to... I love her, too. I want to go through my memory bank before I say something that's, like, cliche. Mm-hmm. Like, just go through, like, the people that I really... So, we're saying in music. Just, we're focusing on music. Mm-hmm. I was going to say Brandy, but I might have to, I love Brandy. We're going to go That's with fair. Brandy. We're going to lock fair. Brandy in. That's, we're going to lock her in.
That's fair.
She has, what? It's my honorable mention. The vocal Bible.
That's what she goes by?
That's her name. That's what they call her. The vocal Bible.
I ain't know that.
You know that?
No. So, speaking of Brandy. I'm on break. I'm in the car, chilling, trying to take a nap. And I just hear, Moesha. I'm looking next to me. Person in the car next to me watching Moesha.
But even just that, like, she's had a lot of albums. I've listened to all of them. I believe all of them. And, like... Her voice is just amazing. And the impact that she has had on artists after her, even though people don't be trying to give her the credit that she deserves, she's had great impact on a lot of artists, a lot of singers, a lot of ways that they do their vocals, especially, I mean, me. And, like, how
so
they...
So you stealing?
I don't sound like her.
So well that they don't even know that. Oh, I got that from Brandy.
Oh my gosh. Are you stealing from Beyonce?
Absolutely.
I actually it's a song. I might need you to come in for that too. It's a song.
So now you trying to loop me in on the steal?
Yeah.
Oh Lord. I don't know.
Not condoning this.
Yeah, it's just a word. One word.
Hey, you want me to do that in the background?
Nah. When you hear it,
it's another B.
Hey. You said when I hear it?
When you hear it, you're going to be like, okay. It's just one word. It's fine. All
right. Oh, yeah.
And when the world hears it, they're going to be like, they going to know where I got it from. So...
Stealing.
Nah, it's paying homage.
Stealing.
But still.
It's paying homage. Ooh, because ooh, it's like.
I got an example.
Like, Beyonce, that's my. I'm part of the Beehive. Everybody know I'm part of the Beehive.
So it was like a month or two ago. Mm-hmm. Tory Lanez had went on some radio show.
Cassidy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cassidy.
And he did Cassidy's Fluff. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm paying homage to him. He's like, I was just paying homage to you. And Cassidy was like, nah, you stealing my stuff. Is that paying homage or is it stealing? Is it stealing because Cassidy said it was stealing or is it paying homage because Tory Lanez said it was paying homage?
It's subjective.
I personally think if the person who you taking it from feels like you stole it, you stole it. That's just me. But
Beyonce not going to think I stole it. She going to be like, hey, you did that, my guy. Let's do a remix. That's how it's going. Yeah. It's not that. I just don't want to give away the thing. But she gonna be like, you did that, my boy. Just all like right. That. Did that, my boy. Jay gonna be sitting back in the back like.
And you think Beyonce gonna be like, you did that, my
did
boy.
Did that, my boy. Dap me up and everything. Like, I don't dap. Well, give me a hug. Be like, what's good, Jay? What's good, Blue?
You're not going to say hi to the rest of the kids?
I don't know the other names.
Rumi and Sir,
what's good, my family? I'm here. I'm here to stay. Not with y'all, though, but I'm here.
See, I got enough room for it, but I'm not going to stay here.
But back to Brandy.
Okay. The vocal Bible.
Yes, because we all know Beyonce is great. But Brandy, especially like her last album...
B7, wasn't it?
B7.
I didn't listen to it. I played on
You didn't listen to it?
Like,
I bought that. I got that CD too. I
My car plays CDs.
It does.
Mine do too, I think.
I wanted the record, but it sold out before I could get a chance to actually buy it, so.
Oh, you don't mind it for the resale price?
No. I bought the CD.
I got another question for y'all, but I'll let y'all finish.
Who your honorable mention before we move on?
Oh, my honorable mention. Who do I got? Who do I got? greatest artist of all time.
We let you slide with the first
tough.
One.
That's
you
tough.
Gotta pick
first
an honorable.
First one was an easy one. That, that's easier than the honorable mention.
Yeah, you gotta pick that
like
honorable
that.
Mention.
There's a lot of great people.
Right.
Yeah, there is. That's why I said, like, I gotta think, man. I gotta think.
Think about the time in me.
You got to come back to me. I'm gonna, so my question is,
you
deflected.
I need some time to think. I gotta think about, because I'm only thinking right now. The only artist that's coming in my head is everybody that's y'all name. So I gotta think.
You it could be a rapper.
Hey, no, never, never.
You know what I said?
Tory Lanez?
Nah, I said R. Kelly.
Nah. Nope, he not even. He can't even be an option.
Nah. I was going to say, if you can only listen to one album for the rest of your life, what would it be?
B7.
Lauryn Hill live album.
Wow. Y'all answered that so quick. So do y'all think that...
Hold on, let me think.
I was going to say the rest of your life, and I was going to say... do y'all think that's... What's the greatest album for you guys of all time?
I got two. Like, I got a...
I don't know.
I got two, but it's not in any order. It's, Miss Education, Lauryn Hill, and Buju's first album. I can't even remember the name of it, but...
Buju!
It was fire. Like, it still is fire. Like, it's still in the rotation. What's the name of it? Let me,
What's yours? Because I don't know.
My favorite album?
Yep, Till Shiloh.
Oh.
Favorite
album. So many Jamaican influences in me. That's why I feel like I'm supposed to have an accent. That's why I know I'm supposed to have an accent. If I had an accent and like how I be structuring everything...
You gotta work on your accent.
I was gonna say, you gotta work on
your
accent for that.
You ain't gotta act like you're not Jamaican.
Right, you are Jamaican.
But still, it don't come naturally.
Because you was born in America.
And you don't be
speaking. You don't be speaking. Talking to all these Americans, making them look bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm back. All right, sir.
Right.
Top of the morning.
We're gonna show this to grandma.
I know.
Top of the morning. What that guan? Top of the morning.
Like,
that sounded
what?
Italian. Oh, I said sounded.
That's that B7.
Oh man, greatest album. That's really hard. Man.
You keep asking these questions.
I don't. That's why I just be one day. I'm like, dang, that's just the answer.
Not because don't nobody be catching him. He be asking all the questions. Don't nobody be like, what about you?
They
be like,
usually people just be like, that's a good question.
Yeah.
And then they be like, you know. And then he might say something else, and they forget that he didn't give an answer.
Well, most people like talking about themselves. So yeah. Like they're not.
It's like Jackie Chan said, like you like to talk. I like to let people talk that like to talk.
That's where you got that from?
Yeah, absolutely. It's right now. I stole that. Boy, what? My favorite movie. Stole that.
So you gotta pick an honorable mention at least. You gotta pick something.
Alright.
Honorable mention, an album, or
yeah, okay.
Best artist.
Let me go through my little album.
Yeah, the album you wanna listen to for the rest of your life.
Cause it'd be a lot of music. I'm like the rest of my life. Today, the album that I'll probably listen to for the rest of my life today will probably be nobody will pick this besides me, but Anderson .Paak's Malibu.
Oh, I love that album. I could actually listen to that.
Let me see what's happening.
For the rest of my life. But that's not the album I picked.
Oh, B7.
I said B7, but I kind of feel like it might be, what is it, Gifted? the Lion King soundtrack that Beyonce did. I think I could listen to that. Yeah. I think that would be my
when I had woke up and that was on. It's like, I ain't listen to this.
That might be the first song I'm playing next time.
The whole thing was fire. And then
the interludes, the parts from the movie.
Oh nah, not even the interludes. The song where she was like,
Keep looking. Cause you're not about to. Scrolling forever. I'm like, not about to slide out of this. She was like, "What she said?
You was singing it. I woke up. Actually, I woke up and it was on. You was driving and
Move
you
forever?
Was singing it. Nah, it was. She was singing the African parts. It was like singing. A little
the whole, slow the, song.
Yeah.
Oh.
The whole album, African.
Yeah, that. She was
trying to learn the words.
I love that album. I don't know why people was hating on it. It was good. I love that album. People was hating on it for no reason.
I don't even know the words.
I'm waiting.
Come on, you gotta pick something. You picked Malibu.
I was gonna say.
I gave you an answer.
I gave you another one.
Who are greatest? I mean, I could
be your greatest artist.
Nah, I wouldn't put it.
I was gonna say for your honorable mention.
Nah, for my honorable mention.
You need to pick something.
Nah, I mean, for like, again, greatest artist. I'm gonna skip the honorable mention for greatest artist, but okay. I'll do greatest album.
Greatest artist.
I said, which one do y'all think is the greatest album of all time?
And I said, I don't know. That was the very last thing he asked.
Oh, he was deflecting?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Because he just wanted your answers. He didn't.
It was right after I answered, like, after she said B7 and you said...
Miseducation.
No, I said DeLive.
DeLive album. That was a good album, too.
I mean, I might go with Miseducation as the object. Like, I gotta go back, but I think
greatest album.
Yeah, it might be.
Well, yeah, I said that was my favorite. That was. I did say that was one. I said I had two for my greatest album. You did. Yeah. You did ask that.
Yeah. I might have to go back to listen to Off the Wall again just to see how I feel about it. But
greatest album.
Yeah. That's what I said. I was like, man, I'm gonna be scrolling for. I don't know. I'm forgetting.
Y'all
somebody.
Don't do this for real. Y'all not serious about this,
man. You know how much music I listen to.
You know what?
I don't want to forget nobody.
The greatest album ever is gonna be my first album. I
like that.
Somebody had to do it.
Great message. But I don't know. But yeah, I stick beside my answer. My right. album me too. Will be
lock it in.
Locking that in.
Me too.
Alright. Is it?
I guess so.
Seems like that's a wrap, people.
Alright, you brought us in. Bring us out.
Alright, y'all. Thanks for chilling with us on this fine evening, morning, afternoon, whenever you tapping in. But thank you. We love you. And we're signing out. It's B and Breeze here.
It's your boy, Damani.
It's Shakoya D.
Yeah. Check it out.
You gotta stop this. Thank you for coming to the gray area. We'll see y'all next time. Bye.